But first, just moments ago, we told you the story of Mike Ducey being given the honor by the Lone Star Emmys, now in their silver circle. He was recognized earlier this week. And it was a big night for Mike, big night for Fox 4. He was recognized there at the Death Star in Arlington. His own station has been running promos on this now, daily promos.
I don't know.
On, hey,
we're promoting the heck out of
it. I'm not sure if they are, but a really nice plaque. I mean, beautiful plaque that will be on display in the lobby at Fox 4 for as long as I'm there, the next few months anyway. So it's really nice.
I understand it was quite an acceptance speech.
That's what I heard, too.
It got interesting reaction. Let's put it that way.
All right. Well, we've been able to find this.
You obtained a copy of it?
Yeah, we've obtained a copy of this, and we're going to roll
it. A lot of photographers that were covering this for some reason.
Well, it's a big event.
Still photographers.
Yeah, it's a big event, so they had a lot of press there to cover Mike going into this very prestigious circle. So let's.
And you haven't heard this audio yet, have you, Mike?
No,
I mean,
I've not heard the playback.
And you don't really remember what you said because, as you admitted to us earlier, you had a few.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, all right. Well, let's give this a listen.
Oh, brother, here we go.
Yeah, let's.
Okay. Thank you, and good evening. I've had a few tonight, so this is going to be fun. As many of you who've worked with me over the years already know, I travel around with two things in my pocket at all times. A pre-prepared victory speech and a handful of extra small condoms.
Oh, no.
I'm happy to finally use one of the two. Webster's Dictionary defines a total waste of time, that's in quotes, a total waste of time, as any event this organization normally puts on. But I'm here to say I'm actually very thankful that you've decided to give me this very prestigious award. Anyone who has ever received the Lone Star Emmy Circle Silver Circle Award knows that this is a life changer. You go from being just another television has-been with a prescription pill problem to being just another television has-been with a prescription pill problem and a Silver Circle Award. So thanks for this life changer. A Silver Circle honoree should always remain grateful and honor the organization and be on good behavior. Therefore, I'm not going to be the Silver Circle jerk off on a rant about how disappointed I am that it took you 25 years to give me an award.
Oh, no.
As I look out over this audience, I see so many friends, colleagues, and accusers. And as I see all of you tonight, I'm reminded of how much I don't like people. It's been a crazy 25 years, hasn't it? So many disappointed bosses, rolled cars.
Rolled cars.
Boy, he was hammered, wasn't he?
So many disappointed bosses, rolled rolled cars. I would, but I can't get through it. Pairs of soiled underwear left in men's rooms. And, of course, the crying late-night phone calls to Dale Hansen. To all my Fox 4 friends, and also to Sean Rabb, I say thank you. To all the women who've expressed that I've made them feel uncomfortable, I apologize.
Oh, no.
I apologize to you. Hashtag me too. Seriously, I never thought so many of my lifelong dreams would come true. When I was a boy growing up in Iowa, I used to kill animals. I also used to dream of going into TV in a major market and playing second fiddle to a huge immoral white guy with a questionable past who gets reinvented as some sort of liberal hero on television.
It's a lesbian.
But anyway, I'm glad the Lord has blessed me with a good career and a lovely wife. So I want to thank all of these white people for this honor. As the ninth century poet Colton Pakerton once said, the measure of a man is not the number of awards he wins or how many friends he has, but how much money he's made selling upskirt videos. In that respect, I know many rich men. Just kidding, they're not that rich. They've never made more than 50 grand a year. Kind of like me.
Oh.
Thanks, Clarice.
Oh. Let's see where the money goes there.
I'm reminded of the old joke. A black guy, a transsexual, and a Puerto Rican with AIDS walk into a bar. Actually, there are no more time for my personal stories. This is a time to thank the Academy for recognizing my body of work at Fox 4. Thank you. And could somebody please give me a ride home?
Man.
That was a rough speech.
Man. That was a rough one.
I'm sweating just listening back to that. Now that that's aired, it will be
strange.
25 years.
The profession of killing small animals.
I won't reach 26.
Oh, man. Good job, Mike.
Yeah. Thanks for letting me relive that.
Yeah.
I took it Dale in there, too.
Yeah, that was quite a shot. All right, it's 8:48 on the ticket.